Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 745, The Chuck and Craig Show, recorded live on July 30th, 2020. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Duststorm.
I am Godzilla T.
And my name is Craig. You may have seen me in the latest installation of Halo Infinite. I love throwing grunts and eating on human flesh. It's a lot of fun. Also, I did try to be a vegetarian, but it wasn't really in my ethical wheelhouse. Hello! Thank you for so many memes, and I'm excited to be here today on Podtacular. Ha ha
ha! Well, thank you for stopping by, Craig. You've gotten a lot of attention over the past week. How are you taking the new fame?
Well, you can follow me directly on Twitter at CraigTheBrute. Why? Because social media is something that's really interesting when you have giant fingers and it's difficult to type. Luckily, I haven't thrown all of the grunts at the enemy, so I let them type for me periodically. They have smaller fingers.
Ah, very nice. And is there anything that you'd like to tell all of your newfound fans out there in the wild?
Yes, stop complaining about the fact that I don't have a beard. I learned to shave at a young age. It was something that we all decided to try. It was a cultural thing. It kind of actually stopped getting caught inside of the helmets. It made sealing whenever we went into space to, you know, pillage and plunder a lot easier. But that being said, I'm Craig DeBrute. No, it's just twitter.com/CraigDeBrute.
Well, very nice. Thanks for dropping by, Craig.
Absolutely. So glad to be here. Also, have you seen any hands? I like snacking on human fingers. They're kind of like lollipops if you freeze them first.
No, I haven't seen any hands around. I'm sorry.
I'll find my own.
Okay.
Sorry.
Best opening ever. Anyway. DJ Blue, everybody, round of applause, round of applause. Oh, that was wonderful.
Welcome to the show.
That was wonderful. The chat is just like, what did I just hear?
What was that?
Oh my God. Hey, look, we all start somewhere, everybody.
That was great. I have a feeling we will see Craig the Brute return.
Yes, absolutely. Answering many questions throughout the evening.
You have that one saved away?
Huh?
You have that
setting?
Yeah.
Yep. Nope. Yep. I know exactly what that setting is now.
Very good. Very good.
Awesome.
Very nice. Okay. Well, tonight we're not going back to our normal format just yet, since all
that was
of the
feminine sounding frizzled. Shut up.
Frizzled, don't judge.
Yeah.
Judge free zone here.
Yeah.
Craig is our friend, at least until we bash them over the
Craig's
head.
Craig's a friend, not food.
Exactly.
We're very peaceful people. We just happen to be really good at wrestling. Unfortunately, you humans don't usually last very long at all. Your Spartans are a little more fun, but, well, you're not. You just come to pieces really easily. It's not our fault. Really, I'm just trying to shake your hand and your arm rips off. Imagine my surprise when suddenly I'm just splattered with blood, my brand new, hi, nice to meet you, first time on your planet clothing, and all of a sudden your arm is in my hand. It's not something I'm looking forward to, but it happens. And then everybody starts screaming and guns start getting fired. Things explode and I'm like, I just wanted to ask you about how to make macaroni. It was really a simple question. And then you fell apart.
We're tender like that, Craig. You have to treat us like a loving flower.
You know what else is tender? My feelings.
That is true.
Also true.
We love you.
Flowers.
We love you, Craig.
Thanks, bud.
This is great. Now we need to have like a story with Craig, and then you just read it,
right?
Like fan fiction or something. Pins is like going to get the bottle now. He's had enough.
All right, here we go. This is how it all goes down.
I thought that was one of the best openings we've ever had to a show. No Craig fanfic? Okay. Clean, family-friendly fanfic. How about that, Pens? Family-friendly.
Yeah, Pens. You and your anti-brutism. How xenophobic is that? Just because they're not from your planet and accidentally blew up half of your household while trying to land one of their drop pods doesn't mean he meant it on purpose. It just means they're bad at aiming. Big fingers, tiny buttons. Weird.
Well, the fact that it also exploded the house after it dropped didn't help either.
Those were the thrusters. It was adjusting for an even landing. Nobody wants to land sideways. It's called balance. Don't judge.
I'm sure there will be stickers, Frizzled. I'm sure there will be. DJ Craig. Oh, gosh. This is great. Craig is going to be the greatest.
If you haven't noticed, DJ and I look a lot alike. You know, Craig, DJ, we both got smooth heads, awkward faces, and weird noses. Here we go. Although DJ won't rip your arms off.
Yes, you're clean shaven all around, that's for sure.
Totally true, except for my knuckles.
Oh, okay. Pence has had enough.
Pence is over here just like, no, shut up, stop talking!
All right, let's get into right. Things.
Yes.
So we're going to kind of go over everything that's come out over the last week. Obviously, coming right off of the announcement and the demo, we didn't have all the info that we have now. There's been a whole bunch of interviews, a whole bunch of articles and whatnot. So we're going to kind of recap, give our own kind of unhyped, unoverwhelmed thoughts and feelings of the demo and the announcement. And we're also going to talk about some of the other community stuff that may be a little overreactive. Maybe some concerns are valid. We'll talk about it. But first, as we normally do, we have our Podtacular community update, starting off with a recap of our Fraggin' Friday. GT, how did things turn out?
It turned out really well. Had a lot of fun. We did some work on their Warzone commendations. All had a blast. We moved into some customs towards the end of the night, so it was a very successful night. Then we also had a PC game night this last Saturday.
Yes, we
had
did
a really good turnout. Had a lot of fun playing some BTB, and I did stick it out with keyboard and mouse for most of the night until about the last couple of games, and then I had to pick up the controller. My hands aren't used to staying in that position, so yeah. I had to reposition. I averaged about 5 kills a game, so
very nice. I should really actually readjust my desk because my posture is not great with how it's currently set up. I need to lower the desk. So at some point,
I actually use the keyboard drawer.
Well, this is an IKEA desk, so it doesn't have a drawer on it.
Well, for my desk, I just use the keyboard drawer.
DJ, what's going on over there, bud?
You think your posture's bad? Imagine getting thrown across the field with nothing but grenades in your hand. Thanks, Craig.
Shut up.
Here we go. I just had to get that out. Okay. I feel better now.
I love how you can have that duo going back and forth. That's going to be amazing.
That was just eating him up. I could see it.
Yes. That's why I'm like, I need to let DJ do his thing, because if not, before he's going to explode. Oh, geez. So, yeah. So the PC game night that you did on a Saturday, is that going to be a recurring thing? Is that going to be a monthly thing? How often can expect to see that?
For now, it'll just have to be as I get the time. I am going to try to do one, at least one a month. It's probably going to be later in the month. So the last couple of weeks of the month are probably going to be when I'm going to be able to do it. If there is more interest in it, which we had quite a bit of interest this last time, we'll see about working in more PC game nights.
Very good. And you actually had a decent turnout for that as well.
Oh, yeah. We had a really good turnout. We had some new faces in there, and we had some reoccurring faces. Bobby actually showed up and didn't drop. Amazing.
DJ, you have something else to share?
Nope, I dropped something and I'm just going to let it go.
You're just going to let it drop, huh?
Are you still playing with that ring?
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to keep it together, people. I'm trying to keep it together.
Oh, you're good.
DJ dropped his fidget spinner.
Yes.
Is that what we're calling it, a fidget spinner?
Yes.
Okay.
But all in all, we did real good. I was really happy with the turnout, and I really enjoyed the evening.
Very cool. Good. Very good. Talking about company commendations, we have...
a new member.
What?
Yes. You have a new member in your Spartan company.
Oh, no, I was talking about commendations, but yes, we've been getting...
Let's see.
Yeah.
Delete... Oh.
That.
Wow! So toxic!
Dang. That's rough.
You can delete me, but you can't delete Craig.
Never.
Craig's here to stay.
Right.
Oh, of course, a new Halo Waypoint blog just came out. Of course. We'll talk about
you
it next
You knew week. It would.
Yeah. Yeah. So for the company commendation, I just saw that in the stream. So the company commendations that we have that are close to being done are getting splatters, which we have just over 200 of those. Getting kills with standard weapons, that's a really large number. It's just over 30,000. And then killing an enemy Spartan with a headshot, that's another large number, just under 30,000.
Cool. That's and the a last lot. Two.
Yep, and the last two are still the same: killing Marines and killing an enemy Spartan with a shoulder bash. But
why is there, that?
There's a lot of them that are starting to make their way closer and closer mm-hmm. to the end. So, given another 2 months,
we might see. We might complete it.
2 months, I think we can see maybe two or three of these done, which is still before Infinite. So yeah. we're still trucking along. And then for achieving Halo, did some of that. Got the achievement for getting 2,500 assists. We actually farmed that one a little bit. And then we went to help some other people get the, not the Acrophobia Skull, but the other challenge that's doing Halo 3 co-op for three missions. Three's Company? I think that might be what it's called.
Yeah.
So we did the Three Companies challenge as well for some other people that joined me. We actually had a full lobby of four people for campaign, so that's what we did. So thanks to Frizzled was there. He had a friend that joined, and I think Prestige was there. Oh, Frizzled said they addressed the graphics in the blog post, which I know that there was several Twitter replies and like Reddit replies out there saying, yeah, they know the graphics was subpar to what the community was expecting and definitely wasn't their intent.
Some of the community was expecting?
Some, yes. Yes. A fair majority, though.
Fair majority of what? Vocal people who are toxic on Reddit and Twitter? Congratulations, that doesn't represent the majority of the community. Nope, because you know what? Of all the people who viewed that video, how many different people actually complained? Comparatively, let's talk percentages. Take a wild
guess.
About
the graphics? From what I saw, it was a majority. And even talking with like just friends and other people.
A majority of every person that watched it.
Of every person that watched it. You're telling me that nearly a million people complained? No. Nope.
I mean, I don't know a million people, so no. I'm not going to say, but
the majority of people who actually watched were like, yeah, this is great. Here we go. The vocal minority, and I say this with all honesty, because if you look at the numbers across all the different blades, all of the different social blades, all the different delivery mechanisms on the primary channels, no, of the views that it received, there was a majority. However, the people who are constantly in the feeds complaining about everything else, from the fact that I don't like the color of his shin bone, I don't want Sprint in there, blah, 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 blah. They wanted to complain about it. People who have zero background in game development wanted to complain about it. Congratulations.
If it was your game and they were asking your opinion, they would have actually hired you.
That's all I'm saying.
From what I saw, like, it's not like, oh, the graphics are horrible and it's going to fail because of it. But I saw that there was a significant portion of the community, not necessarily content creators, that had some issue with some graphical fidelity or some part of graphics to some manner that could be attributed to wasn't quite what we're expecting for what Xbox is touting for Series X.
Okay. And I guess...
Like stuff where it's people are complaining about colors and like some of the textures are too solidified. You could see that there were some parts within that demo that were really crisp and ironed out, and there were other parts that weren't there yet. And part of that, I think, is, well, maybe for the build that they used, they were trying to show off, hey, this does exist within the game, it's just not across the entire game yet.
Yeah. So...
And yes, Frizzle, COVID is another thing, and actually Chris Lee and a lot of the follow-up posts that came out, they did say that, yeah, COVID has definitely impacted a lot of the stuff that they've tried to do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, it's just... 2020 has just been an absolute...
nightmare?
Crazy year.
The one thing I want to say to every person out there, it's right there in the title. It's four letters. D-E-M-O. And that spells demo. It's not finished content.
My mother's name was Demo.
And honestly, their demo looked better than any of its current competition that's already out on the market.
Yep. Yes.
So, as far as graphical quality,
but
no, everything else that it's in direct competition with looks cartoony.
Okay. It's funny how many people have complained that Halo's cartoony, and then someone actually made a comment in their video or some article saying that, you know how many times that Halo's been called cartoony? Just about every single iteration of Halo's been said mm-hmm. cartoony. And that's just Halo's style.
Yep.
I have never considered Halo cartoony. Apex Legends is cartoony.
Yeah, it's... yeah,
ish. What's, oh, shoot, I can't think Valorant? Of the other... No, what's the other big...
Fortnite.
Fortnite. That's really cartoony.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that brings back Bugs Bunny memories for me.
Yep.
As far as...
It really does.
Realistic...
Yeah, Overwatch, Bugsy.
Yeah, realistic environments. That Halo Infinite demo is better than any of its direct competition out there. Including Warframe, or was it Call of Duty... what's the newest one?
Warzone. Modern Warfare is pretty realistic.
Warzone.
Yeah, but
if you've got your graphics settings correctly, however,
yeah,
I'll let you say your piece.
It's just, I know it's not finished.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and throw this out there to the world in my opinion about this whole situation, so we can just settle it. One of the things when I go through and vet people, whether I'm looking at different people for anything from one as a recommendation for any of the sponsors for programs or with regards to live events for planning, other things, you go back and you look through their replies and their tweets. You look through their social media. You want to take a look at the kind of person this person is. Are they reactionary? Are they volatile? Is their level of toxicity simply for attention, or is it a valid concern? Is that type of criticism accompanied by a valid or reasonable opportunity to provide a conversation or at least an option to solve the problem that they are decrying as being game-breaking or terrifying? If that is the type of discourse or at least conversation this person is eliciting, well, there you go. You've got somebody who's intensive about why they're providing this feedback, and they're also providing feedback that dictates, hey, these are the different ways you can solve this problem. If the only thing that they're doing is to try and have some sort of a knee-jerk reaction that feeds into the mania, the hype, the negativity, and the toxicity so that they feel important, like their voice is heard, they're jumping on somebody else's bandwagon simply because they want to feel like they are involved in the conversation, no. I don't apply any credence or validity to that argument. In fact,
at that point in time, they're muted or blocked because they have no thought process of their own. And quite frankly, when that opinion is indicative of somebody who doesn't understand the edicts or at least the framework of game development, who doesn't comprehend the fact that, no, of course they're not going to put the entire game out right now. They've got 5 months of hype to build, 5 months of marketing. There is an entire strategic marketing team whose entire purpose is to build that out. They're going to keep adding pieces, layers, shadowing, new features, new opportunities, new visions, and new different puzzles for you to look at, for you to tear apart, for you to take apart, for you to try and interpret in every different possible way that you can between now and holiday 2020. Why? Because it's marketing 101. It's the basics of building a hype train. And if you don't get that, you have no business making a comment or a random stupid video about, I think it looks like this, and I didn't like the way that the Banshee flew, or I didn't think that the dropship came down and flew in a straight line. It was kind of angular. Are you kidding me right now? It's a demo. You saw the basics. Guess what? Let's see what they come out with next month, maybe 2 months down the road. And I can't wait till we see the 10 days, 14 days, 21 days prior to the game's launch with the console. Then come out with your problems. Then come out with it, because if they're not releasing something that's final cut at that point, you're right. At that point, have an issue. We're 6 months in. They're still adjusting. They aren't applying all the final shaders and layers right now, right there, where they were just letting Unishek run through and kill everything like he does normally the first time in a game. But for the love of God, people, calm down. Take a breather and calm down. Relax. I need you to drink some water, maybe have a sandwich, take a nap.
If you need to cuddle with Craig, let me know. I do like to read Dr. Seuss novels, and I will do so to keep you calm.
But the fact that there was no details on his forehead, the fact that he didn't have a beard, the fact that there wasn't what you thought the entire banished armada should look like is frankly inconsequential, because you're not the game developer. Let them create their vision for the franchise that they own, not you, them. If you were so smart and you were so unbelievably important with your 9 followers, please understand when I say this with the utmost respect, they'd asked you to develop the game, which they didn't. So be understanding, be reasonable, and be calm, and let them do what they're doing.
If I can add to that, though, people are allowed to have their own opinions. And if something doesn't feel Halo to them, they should be okay to voice that concern.
If it doesn't feel like, that's one thing to say, if it doesn't feel like Halo to them. It's another thing to accuse the developer of malfeasance or of completely destroying the franchise. It's their franchise to do with what they will.
Yeah. Like, for example, Halo Canon. Great friend of the show. He didn't like the way that the Brute Phantoms looked. But there are other people out there, like, I believe Ubernick and Hidden Xperia love how they look. It's just a difference of an opinion.
But they're indicative of the lore. And I'm finding that most of the times those opinions are because people aren't familiar with the background. Either they didn't play Halo Wars 2, they didn't get into the understanding of the back end of the ecology and the economy of where the Banished came from. They're piecing together pieces of ships that are from generations prior to Halo CE. These are ships and fandoms that are prior to Halo Reach that they're parting together and then adding new things. And they have been isolated from the Covenant for a long, long time. We're seeing older models of things that aren't necessarily part of the current ecosystem that we've been experiencing in the modern Covenant and its iteration since then. But not understanding that lore breaks down, in my opinion, the validity of that concern.
We don't know if that's the case. That's a possible.
No, that's already been established, Dust.
Yeah.
That specific design.
It's all part of that lineage, this evolution of the scavengers.
The part of their fleet being ragtag.
I agree with that.
So there's going to be differences between what we are traditionally used to seeing with the Covenant Phantoms or Covenant vehicles and what we yes. see with the banished vehicles. So yes. they're going to look different because the banished go through and they heavily modify their vehicles. I mean, hell, look at the freaking Scarab.
Yep.
That thing looks freaking wicked.
Yep.
Yeah.
But anyway, the one thing I want to say about the YouTubers, I don't have a problem with the people that just voice their opinion and offer constructive criticism. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. It's the people that are going through and attacking 343.
Yep.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Those are 100% the ones that we have
troubles agreed.
With.
Yeah. So like folks,
if
like
you want to have, you are more than welcome to your own opinion and you're welcome to voice that opinion. Where the problem is when you cross the line and you start being abusive to the developer.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah.
These people are artists. They are spending they're spending hours, and I'm talking a few hours a day. They're working their butts off from home and taking offloaded shifts at random hours in the studios to get work done on this game in order to make sure that we've got something to play when the release happens on holiday 2020. These yep. It's blood, their blood, sweat, and tears, not just some, hey, I'm, you know, jerking around, doing whatever. I don't care. I'll just figure it out later at some other time. That's not what's happening. And I say this because these developers are our friends. For some of us, they are our family. And I say this with the utmost respect for those people who don't get that. But you need to take a step back and respect the artwork and the intensive dedication that has been plugged into this game in its size, because it is larger than anything you have ever fathomed in your life when it comes to Halo. And it is going to be incredible if you give it time to be so. But you have to take a step back and at least allow these artists to do what they're doing and complete the project before you tear everything that they've tried to put together apart without ever having seen the final product.
Yep. And they're not going to please everybody. There's going to be people that like, they're not going to like one aspect of the other. Right now, I'm not a big fan of the music. The music doesn't touch me emotionally like apparently it does for every other person.
Have we had music yet?
Yeah.
Aside from they released the speech? YouTube video.
Well, so there's a caveat to that.
Yeah, I haven't got to listen to the whole piece that they posted on YouTube. I've listened to the first, I think, 45 seconds of it, and it's a different sound than we are traditionally used to in Halo. Once I get to hear the whole soundtrack and how they play together with each other,
right,
then I will make my decision. It's like right now, there are some things in that trailer that they showed that I'm not sure about. The whole grapple hook thing. I don't, you know, to me, that's, I have a concern about it, but I do not want to react to it until I see it in game and right. see how they intend for us to use this.
Well, and also how it was acquired.
You know, is this something, if it's going to be just in the campaign or if it's something that's going to be in campaign and in matchmaking? And to see how they balance that. It's kind of like when in Halo 5 when they announced the Spartan abilities. There were a couple of Spartan abilities that they were showing that I was concerned about. And it turns out that it was a good concern because it wound up being a problem.
Well, and that's the other side too. It's okay to voice those concerns.
Yeah.
If you have those concerns.
If they're done in a respectful manner.
Yeah,
I'm not going to voice those concerns until I got something to back them up with.
Right.
Right.
Because it's one thing to voice concerns. It's one thing to complain about a feature that's not even fully developed yet.
Right. Yep. And there's a level of responsibility as community leaders and Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see how they're implementing this content before I start criticizing it.
Yeah.
To give some credit to some of the YouTubers out there, the demo is supposed to demonstrate what we should expect. So when there are things that people see, that's like, okay, this is supposed to be kind of a general indication of what we might see in the game, that we should see in the game, then they're going to provide feedback on it. And I I don't think that's wrong, as long as they're saying, I'm not liking this because X, Y, and Z. I'm not liking what I'm seeing. And I think that's the feedback that 343 probably values. It's like, okay, we showed off this. We want to see how the people react to this. Okay, maybe we need to dial back on this a little bit. Maybe we need to change how this feels. So that feedback to 343 is still valuable feedback. But absolutely, to DJ's point, it has to be done in a way that this is the problem I have. Here's why I have it.
Right.
As long as you can back that up and do it in a manner that's respectful. Again, not screaming down 343's throat. It's like, this is bad and you can't do this because you have no freaking idea what you're doing. That's the wrong way to approach it.
Right.
So
there's a level of responsibility that comes with being a content creator, especially in a community as vast as Halo, and it involves cognitive thinking, logical, deductive reasoning, and providing smart feedback. There is a difference between saying Sprint sucks, it's crap, and I don't feel Sprint is necessary strategically for the following reasons in game. Am I going to disagree with you? Yes. But I would engage in a conversation about Sprint, provided it was presented in a cognitive and logical manner that is something that has reason behind it instead of just straight emotion. There is a difference between saying, man, grapple hooks are bullshit, as opposed to GT's comprehensive statement about, I'm not sure how we're going to be utilizing this or how it applies. But we also recognize the necessity to take it back a step and go, okay, have we seen how it was applied, how it was attained, why it was attained? What's the purpose behind it in the lore and what it was utilized in order to have kept it this far into that section of the demo, which was, what, 3-4 hours into the campaign already?
Yeah.
And yep, and at 4 hours into the campaign, we just locked onto Zeta Halo? Hello! That's a big campaign! So there's obviously a lot. There's a lot that has yet to have been revealed. And we're not going to, I don't want it to be revealed immediately. I want this anticipation. I want the longing. I want that need, that hunger for more Halo content to be there in a way that is going to continue to inspire the faith in the franchise that I have, that other people need to have, mm-hmm, and that those who call themselves fans should have, because every single time we've had a Halo, it has changed. It has been different. It has been altered slightly from the original because it has evolved, as any game franchise should, because that's what's smart. Mario
Combat 1 evolved
compared to Mario 2, all right? Mario 1 compared to Mario 2 was different. Mario 2 compared to Mario 3, I never finished Mario 3 because it was so hard. I'm not going to lie, I was tragic. And I owned the original Nintendo because I'm that old. I had hair then. I was smaller. The point is, that's called video game development, people. You've got to continue evolving the product and advancing the lore. And yep, as they've said, it's larger than Halo 5 and Halo 4. All of their maps combined, it's more than, yep, twice the size of that. That's actually insane.
You bring up an interesting point. A lot of the criticisms is technical. It's not necessarily about the story or about the experience. And technical stuff
can be changed and adjusted in the coding.
Yeah. I haven't heard anyone complain about the story aspect of it, which is good. I think that's a good thing.
And I also,
because the story for Halo 4 and 5 were rocky.
Yeah. 4's story was great, with the exception that you had to read the extended lore.
For the
that was
stuff,
the only downside to Halo 4.
Oh, see, I loved that.
Yeah, well, yeah,
I
Halo
enjoyed
fans,
it too.
We loved it, but
yeah. Halo 5, they just, what they indicated to us with their marketing is not necessarily what we got in the game.
Oh, I agree.
If they would have advertised what we got in the game, I would have a whole lot less problem with the story of Halo 5.
Yeah,
even
right?
Though the Halo 5 story is probably one of the weaker stories.
I want to play that game that they advertised for Halo 5.
It's still, you know, it's still a decent story.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it is.
You know, with Halo 4, if they would have just not made the external fiction required reading to understand the story, it would have been the perfect campaign story.
Eric, you brings up an interesting point, and they actually have addressed this in interviews and on the blog that they just wrote up about people were concerned about abandoning previous lore. That is going to be addressed. They're not obviously there right at the beginning, but you're going to discover a lot of that, those stories, and how they led to where we are in Infinite while you're playing through the game.
Yeah, I love the fact that they purposely told us that, yeah, you're about halfway through the game at this point.
Oh, they, that, I didn't hear him, I didn't see him say half. He only said 3 to 4 hours in, not halfway.
I heard one of them say halfway, I thought.
Nope. Or roughly. He never said halfway. He said 3 to 4 hours in. Normally, you'd write. At 3 to 4 hours, you'd think that's got to be at least halfway into the, well, into three to the four campaign. Hours,
traditional, yeah.
Right? But it is an early fraction. You've just landed on Zeta. Hello. There is still an entire ring to journey through.
Yep. And they basically have said, if you can see it, you can get there.
Yeah.
And that, okay. Okay.
I want to bring probably some caveats to that, but
developers have said that before. So take that with a grain of salt.
Right, right.
And I want to put it to address something. Eric Ibu brings up a point. He says, right now, questions lie in the multiplayer and sandbox choice. Choosing to go for a Halo 2 type Magnum rather than a good usable weapon like the Halo 5 Magnum. I want to put this into perspective because everybody else keeps talking about this and nobody's doing the math in their head. And I don't say this to be disrespectful. I say this because I expect at least a reasonable level of cognitive thinking from a large amount of the community. People who don't get it are the kind of people who don't get Griffball. I just can't deal with them. Like, not at all. So, I'm kidding. Griffball's amazing. But
it is.
You're talking about a junker, all right? The pilot of that Pelican has a junker ship. This thing is barely held together with bubble gum and duct tape and a few pieces of tinfoil, okay? The guns that Master Chief pulled off of that thing were old. That was a Halo Reach era AR. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Magnum, that's not a Spartan Magnum. That's probably a civilian handgun that he's using.
Yep.
So you've got to think, where is it coming from? Where is this guy's ship coming from? Master Chief didn't have any weapons on him when they found him floating in space. Obviously, we saw him floating there. There was nothing on him. So now he's got to pick up whatever crap is left inside of, okay, not Reacher. Okay, even in that case, Eric, even in that case, you talk about all these different elements, they're scrapping it together at this point. He's got to survive with whatever he's got on hand. I would imagine there's probably every single weapon we've ever seen thus far represented at some point in this game. And my guess is it's because that's how large the sandbox is. That's how many options are available, and that's why we're getting to see a couple different variants, which is a fraction of what they're about to show us coming this holiday season. I guarantee you,
so
we've only seen a tip of the iceberg.
What they've said might not fully agree with that.
Okay.
Because some of the weapons are meant to replace.
Okay.
But again, this isn't final, so that could...
Again, we haven't seen the final product, so we don't actually know what's going
to
happen.
They still have to bring back my Super Fiesta, so...
And you're also talking about a difference between...
Right, right.
Yeah, you're also talking about the difference between campaign versus sandbox. If they're doing, hey, an H2A sandbox or an H2 sandbox for just H2 game types for people who want to play in Halo 2-style arenas, maybe that's where they bring back all the H2 weapons. Maybe they have an H5 series for just people who want to use H5 weapons. And maybe they have a mixed bag. We don't know because they haven't actually released it. And everybody needs to stop trying to go, oh my God, what's happening? And just let them do it. Let them do it and stop panicking.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody's so far, panicking. The weapons that they've shown so far, I enjoy. I'm really pumped about getting my hands on them and using them. And if you watch the demo.
Okay.
The person playing the demo is purposely shooting people in the freaking knees.
Yes. Yeah. Cause they're showing off, hey, the brute will actually drop their weapon and trip. It's a scripted demo to show you specific aspects of the campaign to to garner
it's like
that.
When they took the pistol out and shot the jackal. They purposely didn't shoot the jackal in the head because they wanted to show you that the jackal will pop his shield out.
Yeah. Which I thought was really cool. I really liked that.
I thought it was too.
Like to see him actually like throw the shield on.
Yeah. The more those animations come through and the more you look at the emotional response of the AI, it becomes a much more heated exchange and a heated interaction. Mm-hmm. We also, as we've read in the books, we know that there are factions of these various different races that were part of the Covenant that are 100% not on the same side of the Covenant. They did not want the war. They do not feel hatred for the humans. They are trying to find some stabilized peace with humanity that is sustainable. We also don't know whether or not there are varying different elements of those different species in the game that we will be teaming up with, or may or may not be aligning with, or may or may not be helping to secure different areas of the ring. Like, there are so many questions that are unanswered because we need to stop asking them and just let them do their thing. Like, I
but that's
can't
what we do, DJ. We're passionate people.
Passion is one thing. Insanity is another. We don't have information, so we're just going to start creating every different caveat. Here's my thing. Then you know what I'll say? Guess what? Confirmed here, there's probably kangaroos who are violently armed somewhere on the ring. Like, I have no reason to believe that. But you know what? I can sit here and make a YouTube for 2 hours on it. That is somehow relevantly based on whatever we've seen. No, just stop panicking, everybody, and let them do their thing.
You're
going to
see Infinite come out
just
this holiday.
You're
going to see kangaroos now just because of that comment.
I swear to God, if they throw those in there just to mess with me, I will laugh so hard. Imagine that. Like a kangaroo who pops a shield right out of the pocket. Just like, poof, and just shields. Brand new, they'll kick the shield into you and knock you over. Right. Into a river you go, you hit the water, you're a Spartan, you die.
There you go.
Jazz hands, Fred.
So to Frizzle's and Eric Kivu's point, yes, they have said that the Magnum and the Bulldog are replacing the Magnum and the Shotgun.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
But based on player feedback, they could maybe add them back, see what happened in Halo 5. People did not like that they changed the Spanker rocket launcher, so they brought it back.
Yeah, anything is possible. It's their game.
Give them the feedback.
Can I get the Halo 4 hammer? Can I get the Halo 4 griff ball? Why not? They can code it. They built it. But let's see what they give us to start with before we start tearing apart everything that they haven't even released yet. Like, it's so presumptuously rude for people to start pushing this out there without having actually played it. And I'm going to be honest, it is exactly that. It's insulting to the developers that people are actually doing this having zero experience in the game. Zero experience in the game.
I really want to use the Bulldog. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like the traditional shotgun that Halo's had. But I've always thought that drum-fed shotguns were cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. For some people, it's just their preferences to have some of those unorthodox weapons that don't exactly map to real-world stuff, because that's what attracted to Halo to them in the first place, because it was a little disconnected. And that's totally fine. If that's what makes Halo to you, that's...
Then don't complain about the shotgun.
And I will counter that every single time by saying, what do the developers want? What did they envision? What did they intend to create when they started this journey? That's the only thing to me that matters. If the new style of game, if the new style of gameplay dictates that, we've got this because this accents this, it coordinates with this, and these two things in combination with this other element, well, that creates the fluidity of motion and that rounds out your movement mechanic. Great. That explains it all. We have no way of actually experiencing that because none of us have played the game yet. And any of us who have can't talk about it anyways.
Right.
So, again, nobody's officially played the game yet. Except Unishek.
Everyone at 3 for 3, basically.
And everybody else at 3. I'm just yelling at John because, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm still based on the gameplay, I'm pretty sure that was John. It could be KP. But
what if it was Craig?
It drives me nuts that so many people are out there with this just catastrophically toxic opinion.
Who are you watching?
Preventing.
Because I'm not seeing all Twitter, what you're seeing.
Reddit, YouTube. It is disappointing that so many people fail to realize this is not your product to envision. This is theirs. Let them bring their product to fruition. And then once you've seen the full scale of the product, you've seen the full scale of the game, you've experienced and played it, then provide accurate, adequate, proactively consultative feedback to the developers to say, hey, this happened. This could be better. This happened. This might fix this if it could be better this way. That is what is great about the Halo community, and those are the people they listen to. Toxicity and negativity and conjecture are not useful even in the remote slightest. Because again, it's based on information that is unfinished. And until you've got your hands on the game, don't have an opinion about it. Don't sit there and speculate, well, this could, anything could happen. Again, there could be really violent dinosaurs. There could be kangaroos that will kick your butt faster than a scarab. Who knows? We don't know because the game isn't finished and you haven't touched it yet. And it just, all I want to do is enjoy this. And all of these people who I thought I respected are killing that joy with their negativity and their toxicity and their inability to allow these artists who are friends that we are watching their dreams finally come true in one of the largest installments in this franchise, where they're refusing to allow it to happen because they're so busy being negative about what they're afraid will happen. They're letting fear rule their content, and it's disappointing.
They're still Halo fans. It's just sometimes they gotta think about their approach to it and realize that, and I think someone said in the chat, I don't remember who said this, maybe multiple people said it, at the end of the day, it's 343's game. Yes, they want to make a game that the fans will enjoy, and so they listen to feedback. They want that feedback. They want to hear what the fans want,
and
positive and negative.
Exactly. And you can't provide feedback until you've seen what happens. Just like GT said, like, do we know how we got the grappling hook? No, maybe it serves a purpose. I would imagine I could cook up in my head already a storyline in the background, and I could guarantee you it would be plausible. For example, you're floating around trying to find a fusion coil in your broke down Pelican. Well, I pulled you in, but now I don't have any. Now I don't have any power cores. Great, you stay in here. What have you got in here? Well, I've got a rope pulley. Well, let's go ahead and fashion this into something on the arm plate, and now I can pull, try and go and jump through all of these. I would imagine there's probably a spacewalk where you're jumping through varying different points to grab a fusion coil to bring it back to power your Pelican. Like, there's so many different things in different directions you could go that explain it fully. Do I want to speculate? Nah. I'm not going to do that. They've told a story that has engaged us to a point where we are dedicated fans from 19 years ago. I guarantee they're going to continue doing so. The head franchise writer is still one of the best in the game.
Yep. And Ascend, you're right.
He's created.
When everybody gets what they want, no one gets what they want. You can't please
exactly.
Everybody.
I please everybody.
All we're trying to get across is it's okay to have your own opinion.
Yes.
Don't be a jerk about it and be respectful to the people that are busting their butts trying to deliver this game in the middle of a pandemic.
Yep. And then wonder why you didn't get early release.
Like I said, there are things in the trailer that concern me. But I keep in mind, it's just a demo. It's not finished content. If I see finished content and it still looks like the demo, then I'll have a problem.
Exactly.
I still think it's okay to share concerns over a demo.
I'm not saying don't share your concerns. Don't call 343 dumbasses and idiots.
Yeah, because that's a really quick way to be on the, well, we're not listening to this person list.
Yep.
And that's, unfortunately, that's the content that's getting all the views, is the people that are being...
I must not be watching these people.
No, and that's good. I stepped out.
Probably good.
Here are the people I've watched. Halo Canon, Hidden Xperia, The Act Man, Uber Nick.
Yeah.
I know there's a couple other ones in there that I watched. Yeah. Like all the major Halo YouTubers minus the one that shall not be named.
I've browsed through probably 30 other videos where people are just being jerks about it.
Yeah.
Where they're not being constructive, they're just complaining.
And I'll be honest, like I mentioned, everybody's like, the majority of the community said, no. The vocal majority, there is a difference. There are 10 times the amount of people out there who watched it, loved it, and didn't comment on anything because they don't want to get involved in the negative, crazy, and the toxicity that is out there, or end up getting in somebody's sights who happens to have an extraordinarily toxic opinion about something, and they don't want to deal with the back and forth that's going to ensue. They don't want to deal, like, honestly, I don't comment on people's Twitter. I don't comment on the YouTube videos because I don't want to deal with other people's crap because they're so toxic, so short-sighted, and so incapable of engaging in a reasonable conversation. I don't want to deal with it. So I am not a vocal majority. I am part of that large, extraordinarily massive group of people that are not getting in the conversation because we are excited and want to sit and wait and let them do their thing. I guarantee you, we outnumber those people who are voicing the hyper crazy anything over there on this side. We outnumber them 10 to 1.
Yeah.
We're just not talking about it because we're not engaging in the crazy.
We'll go back to the launch of Halo 5. I was very vocal about the story after I played it.
Did you read had you read the books first?
I was, yes.
Okay.
I would, no, I'm talking about Halo 5, not Halo 4.
Yeah, okay, got it.
But I was very vocal about my opinion of how screwed up the marketing campaign was. And
I kept thinking I was missing things. Go ahead, sorry.
What do you mean? The way I stated my opinion was not helpful. It wasn't hurtful. I didn't say 343 were morons or anything like that, but I did not articulate my problem with the advertising campaign very well in discussions. So since then, I've reevaluated how I look at stuff. That campaign demo doesn't even give us 1/4 of the story behind the game. And I'm not talking about the actual story of the game. It gives us a glimpse into the mechanics they're working on. It gives us an idea of the direction that they're going, but there's still a wide path in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, whenever you're making your comments, keep that in mind. I am absolutely excited about getting to see the multiplayer. I'm really hoping that I am part of the flighting or the beta or whatever they decide to do, because they will do something.
Yep.
Unfortunately, it's going to be on a shorter timetable than we had with Halo 5, at least the way it's looking now. But I am looking forward to them showing us the multiplayer. Now, when they show us the multiplayer, I expect to see almost finished graphics, at least for the multiplayer side.
By that time, I would agree.
I expect to see the refined game mechanics. Like, if they're going to integrate that grappling hook into multiplayer, how they're going to do it. What grenades are going to be available in multiplayer, and how those work. I'm kind of pumped about getting the spike grenade back, because it almost... the first time I watched it, I thought Chief had a tomahawk. I am not...
That would be interesting, though.
Because, I just see this thing fly into the brute's chest. And I'm like, what the heck? I didn't even realize spike grenade. So I'm looking forward to playing with that stuff again.
So, and I want to make sure that a conversation I'm having with Eric Yabu in the chat, and I want to make sure it's not that I'm not coming across as being antagonistic or disrespectful. That's not my intention. And if that's the case, then then please understand that's not my intention, and I apologize if you took offense at what I'm saying. But this pistol is called a sidekick. Until you've used it in game, I'm not sure why you would have concerns about it being in multiplayer, since you've never used it in the multiplayer environment. You don't have a baseline to see how it responds in coordination or in opposition or the juxtaposition of it with its counterbalance, and the movement mechanics in the game or the mapping system, spawn system, and your dodge system. There are so many different ways that these game developers who have years of experience can balance that out. Again, voicing concerns about a thing that you've never had a chance to actually touch seems futile. And I don't understand how, without any of those elements in play and the actual hands-on engagement to determine, this doesn't feel quite balanced, that you can make that kind of a statement with any level of accuracy.
And it's hard because, all we have to base off is the game, is the demo that we saw. So it's like, okay, you only have pieces to the overall puzzle. And
playing the demo was not playing to their capabilities.
They were doing specifically the intended pathway that they had planned out.
They were not showing you the full lethal options of these weapons. He was purposely shooting them in the freaking feet.
Right. And that level of consistent accuracy with where they were placing those shots, that's why I'm like, that was somebody who knew what they were doing, knew how they were playing, and had gone through this path enough times to have recorded this at the perfectly. I guarantee that was multiple times played to get it through there. And that level of consistent accuracy and baiting the AI in certain situations, that's why I still think that's probably John that played it. But there's a marketing purpose behind how they developed that, why they took us through that specific piece of the mission, and why those shots were landed there. If you think that it wasn't placed in that meticulous order for a reason, you're wrong.
Not
everything they do has a purpose. I promise you that. I promise you that. So, and what works for one person may not work for another.
Yep. And another example is there's been some comments about the weapons that some people don't like how the moderns look very akin to what weapons we see today, because that's not how Halo has done it. Well, 343 wants to have some grounding in of weapons, as long as they work within the sandbox. There's, from a lore perspective, there's no reason. A lot of it's just preference. As long as you can accept that your preference might not be what 343's preference is, you can be okay with that. Then
the only thing
take
I'm
the weapon and enjoy
about
the game. If it works in the game, then the play experience, like the type of weapon, as long as the weapon functions well and it does what it's supposed to do and what you expect it to do in the game, it shouldn't really be a problem. At that point, it's just okay, you might not like the weapon, but it still works. Well, so yeah, Asin, a lot of the reasoning behind that argument that I've heard is there are certain elements of a lot of the weapons that you've seen through the Bungie era games and then some of the new stuff that 343's come out with that they look like weapons that we have today in military, but there are significant differences that make them look futuristic and make them look otherworldly. And that's what people is saying that has, for some people, that's what has attracted them to the weapon sandboxes. Oh, it is that futuristic, and it's very it's familiar yet not familiar, which is totally fine.
I still get that feeling with what they showed in the demo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a personal preference, and it's a personal preference that people might not like it that way. You know what? At the end of the day, as long as it works and you can enjoy the game, it's a valid opinion to have. It's not game breaking.
The two things that I look for in a game: A, does it have a compelling story? Something that I enjoy playing over and over and hearing over and over again. Second, does it have an engaging multiplayer? In other words, it has a skill-based matchmaking system. it has some type of, or some type of ranking system to match players.
Yep.
It has achievable rewards, and it's fun.
And for the Halo nerds and all of us, all those nice extra lore bits, which they talked about in the latest update, which is really cool.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, the hunt for the extra pieces of lore in a game are always the best part.
I am like finding the data pads. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I just want to
finding the data pads, finding the skulls, although in Halo 5 it was kind of meh. Anyway. Because you couldn't pick up the skull and go bash grunts in the head with it. Anyway.
Right? Yeah, I was confused by that. But again, not my game. There you go.
And all of a sudden, the skulls were gnat skulls instead of like human skulls. Yeah. Anyway, it was just the scaling between the skull and the Spartan, I guess. He was just way too far away.
I'm like, gnat skull? What are you talking about?
Well, the skulls in Halo 5 were just, they're little bitty.
I've got the little chief helmet.
Well, they were more realistic. I think they were more realistically sized compared to like a 9-foot Spartan. When you look at the tiny skulls of a human by comparison, they were actually much smaller. They should have been smaller in other iterations of the game, but they just didn't. So,
we'll chalk it up to creative freedom.
As long
as
we get a good multiplayer, something that's fun to play, like Halo 5's multiplayer, I thoroughly enjoy.
Yep.
With the exception of some of the abilities, but they're not a deal breaker for me. They're not something that just makes me not play multiplayer. Unlike some other games that I've played that have recently made changes to their multiplayer, and screw it, I'm not going to play it.
I've added a lot of cool things to the Forge of that multiplayer.
Yeah. There are just things that I don't enjoy. Halo 3's multiplayer, I'll play it, but I don't enjoy it. I cannot meet the requirements to consistently get kills with that game.
I enjoy it more now since they updated the looking mechanism to not be that triangle thing. So I can actually aim, because that was one thing I didn't like about it.
PC or Xbox?
Either for me.
On Xbox. I mean, just controller in general. Like back in the 360, they changed the way that you look, and the Halo 3, the look mechanic is completely different from every other Halo game, and it's always thrown me off. And they finally made it to where you could change that in MCC.
Yeah.
And it's made my time in Halo 3 multiplayer so much more enjoyable.
Halo 3, the look mechanic, it had a weird acceleration factor to it.
Yeah, it did.
And that was part of the problem, but I've never been able to get used to using the weapons in Halo 3 when it comes to multiplayer. Now, in campaign, I'm fine. Because, I mean, campaign is not that critical. But when it comes to a multiplayer, it just seems like I can't hit the broadside of a barn.
And we haven't even seen multiplayer yet.
Yeah.
People are clamoring for it.
Yep.
But this has got me, I'm really looking forward to the multiplayer demo, because that will give us a lot more usable information when it comes to the weapon sandbox, the game mechanics.
Yep.
Then we can make some more educated critiques of the weapons.
Yeah.
Right now, we're just gut reaction.
Exactly, and that's what kills me.
My gut reaction is I didn't see a weapon thing, in as long there as it's that done I correctly. Didn't like.
You want to know what I didn't like? To be What's honest, that? The Phantom's flight pattern. The only thing that caught me off guard in that whole thing was that little sharp angular turn on the Phantom flight, the Phantom flight pattern. And given how much fluidity the Phantoms and the rest of the sculpted, animated AI behaviors have in all the previous games, Halo Wars 2 and otherwise, they are very fluid. That was the first sign that, all right, this is not the finished product.
Yep. Yep.
I know what they're capable of. We all know what they're capable of.
Wait a second. That's not done yet.
Yeah, that's not done yet. I'm okay with that.
Most of the stuff in that demo wasn't done yet.
I trust them to do it, to complete it.
Yeah. Well, so to that, I think there's some things that, granted, it's like we're talking about different audiences, but there are some things that you can take with the notion of, okay, we know that's because of the demo. We'll take that with a grain of salt. There's other things that for some people, they might not know if that's something to interpret. So they're going to they might have the concern about it. And again, we'll iterate this over and over again. It's okay to have concerns. It's okay to voice those concerns. Just do it in a constructive and respectable manner.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So we're going to jump right into the article that 343 put out just a little bit ago. We might not get through everything, but some of the stuff that people have brought up in the chat, we were going to talk about anyways. So I figured we at least kind of browse through here a little bit, pick on some of the highlights. And I want to kind of get through this quickly because I want to at least touch on our speculation or what we would like to see possibly going forward. And so I kind of turn from all the reactionary stuff and go to, hey, this would be cool to see Escherim do this or Master Chief do this and that kind of stuff. So I want to spend a little time speculating if we can. So let's get to the big bowl in the China shop that seems to be what everybody has talked about. Questions about graphics and visuals. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to read this verbatim and we'll talk about it afterwards. This is written up by Unishek. This is over on Halo Waypoint, if people want to follow up with this. First, we want to acknowledge that, yes, we've heard your feedback coming from parts of the community regarding the visuals in the Halo Infinite campaign demo. While we see and hear far more positive than negative, we do want to share a bit more context. From our perspective, there are two key areas being debated around the community: overall art style and visual fidelity. Based on our learnings from Halo 4, 5, and Halo Wars 2, along with strong community feedback, we decided to shift back towards the legacy aesthetics that defined the original trilogy. With Halo Infinite, we're returning to a more classic art style, which was a key message going back to the very first reveal that garnered enthusiastic and positive responses. This translates to a more vibrant palette, cleaner models, and objects with less noise, though it does not mean less detail. While we appreciate this may not be everyone's personal preference, we stand by this decision and are happy to see it resonating with so many fans around the world. The second theme being discussed involves visual fidelity. Negative feedback in this area includes comments around characters and objects appearing flat, simplistic, and plastic-like, lighting feeling dull and flat, and object pop-in. Read your comments. We've seen the homemade examples of retouched content, and yes, we've heard the Digital Foundry assessments. In many ways, we are in agreement here. We do have work to do to address some of these areas and raise the level of fidelity and overall presentation for the final game. The build we used to run the campaign demo was a work in progress from several weeks ago, with a variety of graphical elements and game systems still being finished and polished. While some of the feedback was expected and speaks to areas already in progress, other aspects of feedback have brought new opportunities and considerations to light that the team is taking very seriously and working to assess. We don't have firm answers or outcomes to share yet, but the team is working as quickly as possible on plans to address some of the feedback around detail, clarity, and overall fidelity. The team is committed and focused on making sure we have a beautiful world for players to explore when we launch.
Exactly!
Which we've actually talked to both of those already on the show to some degree. So let me just do a quick recap. Visual aesthetics, personal preference. Done and done. The visual fidelity sounds like some of the stuff that people were complaining about, they weren't clued in on, and they appreciate the feedback. Some of the stuff they knew.
At the same time, they already knew there was things that weren't being addressed because it wasn't the final product, as they didn't intend it to be representative of.
Yep. So we got both, though. We got some stuff they already knew, so it was good that people confirmed it for them, and then we got, from the feedback, some stuff that they weren't aware about and they're going to fix. So overall, feedback is feedback. Negative or positive. So there you go. Polar opposites, but still do their job. What about multiplayer, beta, and flighting?
Sorry, Convol.
Oh, I don't even have chat up. What do you say?
Convol's like, I hate the question's answer. Will we get a chance to play the campaign demo? Mm. Play your campaign demo.
Oh, jeez. What about a multiplayer beta and flighting? The Xbox Game Showcase was only meant to focus on Halo Infinite's campaign. However, I can't blame you all for being curious about multiplayer's existence. As Chris Lee mentioned in his blog, which accompanied this demo last week, our original plans for the large-scale flighting aren't where we originally intended, in a large part due to the challenges working from home during COVID-19. At this time, we We're honestly not sure what is going to be possible in terms of flatting, but we still hope to have an opportunity for broader public hands-on before release. And as we've previously stated, we'll be relying on flighting and continued feedback from community partners well beyond launch as we grow and evolve the game together.
Yep.
So they had plans for flighting and all the public testing.
And given
dang
the
if COVID can't ruin something else.
Right? COVID's already proved it. It will try and destroy every last possible thing that we love in 2020.
Yeah.
That being said, everybody, the least we can do as a community is be understanding, comprehensively cooperative, and be part of the solution and work with them instead of consistently antagonizing and attacking them based on things that are out of their control. Nobody could have predicted that a pandemic was going to walk in and literally set the world on fire. But as a community, we can rally behind them, support them, and say, hey, how can we help? If you need us, we're here. Yep. Let us help you. Instead of pointing our fingers and screaming bloody murder that they had better do this or that. Nobody likes being yelled at. Come on. Nobody.
How do you work when you're being yelled at? I'm sure you don't work well under being...
Throw things at people.
Generally, I walk out the door.
Right?
There you go.
And I am not joking.
Yes, it's okay to be disappointed. I mean, heck, I'm disappointed.
It's not the way we wanted, but...
Well, I mean, I'm disappointed that COVID showed up.
Yeah.
But I'm truly impressed with how far 343 has gotten, knowing the challenges that they have to overcome.
Yep.
Yeah.
Trust me, we would have loved to have had Outpost Discovery Year 2 going on this year. Not happening. You know why? Because the world is a crazy disease happening place. And we can't.
Yep.
So hopefully we'll shoot for 2020. Who knows? 2021. Clearly nothing happening in 2020 is going to be grand. So we're working with what we've got.
Yep.
But as community members, as community leaders, we can continue inspiring people to work with the process instead of advocating toxicity against the process. I cannot repeat that enough times. It is important. Why are you? What is going on behind you, Dusty?
I just realized.
Oh God!
So whoever has their Potacular bingo card, the chat's not showing up on stream when it's supposed to be. So continue on. I will fix this in just a moment.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but it hasn't been there the whole time.
Yes, I'm just now realizing this.
Well, I figured the box was just for you to put things in. Maybe it was for drawing. I've been over here with an overlay just drawing things on it like, oh, you know, I'm glad it didn't show up on stream. It was inappropriate.
There we go. Not the right size, but hey, it works for now.
The one thing I would like to say is that in my life, I have noticed, and I've noticed this from many people, how many of us choose to just buck the system. My previous employer, the corporation that has the franchises, has rules about what you can and cannot do. And I was informing this gentleman of what the rules were, and that if he plans on breaking these rules, he needs to discuss it with them first.
Mm-hmm.
And the comment out of his mouth is, well, they'll do it or else. And I'm like,
see, that's
yeah,
not functionally.
Yeah, the or else is you'll lose your franchise. So if you want to do business with this company, you play by their rules. You get a lot farther by playing by the rules, and generally, they're a little bit more forgiving about stretching those rules.
Yep.
So I understand that we all have our own opinions, but we need to make sure that when we voice those opinions, that we do it the right way.
Yep.
Yes.
Ask, do not demand.
Right. And be respectful. Because at the end of the day, you're not the one making the game.
I demand to have the flighting tomorrow. Oh.
I know. Yeah, we all want it. Everybody wants it. Trust me. As soon as we saw that, and I don't want anybody to think that we're not in
in any way, shape, or form feeling as impatient as you all are with the fact that we don't have it to play yet. We all saw it. We're all excited to get our hands on it. But it's that there's a balance between being excited and making unreasonable demands that are outside the purview of possibility and that are unreasonable and outside the realm of reality.
Yep.
There's a huge difference. And again, when it comes to flighting, they want privacy. They want to make sure this thing works so they can just say, hey, here we go. So they have to find the right people to trust to flight this game correctly so that they're not letting out all the secrets ahead of time. That means validating, verifying, seeing who is somebody they can trust to not leak everything out there. Being able to have that relationship with the players, with the testers, with people who can provide an educated piece of feedback about what's going on and how to describe it in a factually consistent and concise manner that gives them accurate and adequate detail in order to rectify the problem or at least get into a conversation and solve the problem as quickly as possible instead of, yo, man, your shotgun's bullshit. Like, those are two different ways of describing a problem. One yes. is functional, the other is not. Kind of like your shotgun. There you go. But yeah. I'm just kidding. I have no problems with the shotguns. I'm equally bad with all of them. Hammers? That I'm going to kick butt.
There you go. Hammers and energy swords. Just not shotguns.
Right.
Okay, the next one on here is... What happened to Cortana, the created Blue Team, Fireteam, Osiris, Lasky, Unicy, Infinity, Halsey, Arbiter, and Atriox? What is Harbinger?
Buy the game and find out.
Yeah, right? Exactly. My JT nails it on the head.
That's basically what they say. Last week, we showed a mission that takes place several hours into the campaign. During the conclusion of that small slice, we introduced War Chief Escherum, who defeated the Unicy forces at the ring and is eager for his next challenge. To see what led up to that moment and what comes after, you'll need to play Halo Infinite's campaign.
Good, accurate response.
As many of you know, I am super opposed to spoilers, and loading up all the answers in a trailer / demo would be just poor form. Rest assured, many of your questions will be answered in time just by playing the game. So hopefully that's a good answer for everybody, because that means you don't have to read the books.
That is one thing that they've been very adamant about, that this is going to be a good jumping yes. in point for the Halo to enter into the Halo universe. So from the indications that they've put out so far, it looks like they're following suit with that.
And Eric Yabu, to address your comment, yes, they said in this article they had plans. COVID happened. I had plans to go to London this year. COVID happened. I had plans to bring my wife to meet my Halo family. COVID happened this year.
Yep.
I had plans to go see my buddies down in California for E3. COVID happened this year.
Yep. My world tour for DJing was supposed to happen this year. COVID. Supposed to be spending my fall in Australia. COVID. Supposed to be DJing at DreamHack. COVID. Like, everything was supposed to happen this year, and it didn't. Why? Well, situations beyond our control. Yep. I understand that Bonnie said what she said, and I'm sure that if they were capable of doing so, it would have been taken care of. And if Halo comes out and pulls a Cyberpunk 2077 and says, honestly, it's just not where we want it to be, I will be the first person jumping up and down screaming, yes. Then don't release it. We'll wait.
Yes, I am we'll totally wait. On
I
board
would
with
rather
that.
Wait for a polished product.
Yes.
Than to get something that is less than what they had in their vision and have to listen to an unbelievable amount of crazy people talk a lot of crap instead of having just been supportive in the first place and let them delay the game.
I have seen most of the community be very supportive of that stance, though.
Yeah,
this good. Year was to be and will probably be my only chance to be able to attend to PAX. COVID happened.
Yep.
I honestly don't know if I'm going to be able to attend a PAX event, any of them. I wanted to attend PAX this year. I changed jobs to try to guarantee that I could go to PAX this year, among other reasons, but that didn't happen. It's just one of those things. This is the world we live in. We need to adapt to it.
Yep.
If there's one thing that I learned at Outpost Discovery, and it was a very quick lesson that had to have been that I had to adjust to real fast, we know what we want, and we know what environmentals were given. All right. Could PAX have, could any of these organizations have thought, hey, COVID's happening, we're going to have to cancel? No. When we got to Chicago without Post Discovery, nobody had any clue that, oh, suddenly the place that we were supposed to be in that building, they forgot they double booked it. So they have forced us to split the show onto two different floors. And we found that out when we got there.
Yep.
When we got there, it's not on my floor plan. It's not the way that I designed my area. It's not the way that we figured out. The ceilings are lower. This space is not suitable for what we wanted to do. Does it matter? Nope. Sure doesn't. The show needs to go on. We need to open our doors on time on Friday. End of story. And we had to adjust, and we navigate, and we figure out, all right, well, that has to be lowered down. How do we offshift the background so that the big screen isn't in the way of the logos that we have for marketing purposes that are part of our agreement contractually? Where do we put this now that it's not here? How do we change the sound design? How do we fix this so that it doesn't interfere with that? Where do we point the speakers? It is a wild myriad of crazy that has to be adjusted. And as the event programming manager, I guarantee you, I spent 23 hours a day figuring out the answers to those questions leading up to those open doors. Yes, they want to still be on target for the Series X, as they should be. And until it comes right down to the day before, they are going to be busting their butts, as I have witnessed them doing when we were on tour last year. They will continue to push and to try and to seek to achieve that which they have promised. And if it comes down to the day before the launch and they say, and I need everybody to pause, give us a month, I am going to jump up and say, and you've got your month. Let's go. People, we can come up with something else to play. Let's go and do something else for 30 days and let them finish the job.
Yep.
But they're going to wait until the last second. And if it's delayed, it's delayed. We haven't had a new game in 5 years. What's another month?
Right.
Be reasonable, right. Be understanding, be supportive, because those community members that are, trust me, it will be noticed. Those community members who want to stomp their feet and throw a temper tantrum, well, I'll let everybody else make that judgment call on their own.
All right, let's get through this. Mode. No, you're good. Next one I want to hit on is, what about multiplayer, Forge Theater, ranking system, esports, and everything else? Last week, we wanted to focus solely on campaign. We'll touch on all other aspects of our game in the coming months, though we have already confirmed the return of a new and improved Forge and some very exciting plans for the next era of Halo esports with our What's Next for HCS blog and our esports engine partnership announcement. Next question. How's Craig? We've all laughed very hard at the nonstop stream of Craig memes and the community that the community is cranking out. Craig is thick-skinned and seems to be taking it in stride through all the fame and attention seems to be getting to his head. Is that true, Craig?
No. I feel loved and appreciated. I have social media. Also, I have a manicurist who will no longer have sharp nails. But I still plan on throwing as many grunts as possible.
Leave me on the ground.
Shut up.
Oh my god! Why are you so mean?
I was drawn that way.
Oh, that's great.
I have issues. Sorry.
No, that's great. It's totally fine. Those are all the big questions I wanted to address from the update. There's a whole bunch of other things on here reminder about ODST flighting. So if you want to get involved with that, head on over to HaloInsider.com and make sure your profile is up to date, because you'll need that if you want to flight some ODST. There was a patch that went out for MCC that addressed a lot of things in Halo 3. What is going on? Oh, okay. I see what's going on.
Chat.
Yep. Yep. Logan Dodson made a compilation of all of the live reactions from a whole bunch of different streamers and personalities. Yeah, overall, the reactions were great. We did our own reaction. We did our own live stream, and I did upload my reaction to it. So you can find that on the PodTackler channel and my personal channel. I upload it to both places if you want to check them out over there. And then the upcoming calendar for Halo 5, I'm just going to go ahead and read it since it's in here. We have coming this weekend, July 30th, Roaming King rotates in for CE Anniversary, and Warzone Turbo goes live for the weekend.
Hey!
Yay, it's Turbo time! And no, last month I did not play Turbo.
Surprise! Not. Anyway.
For August, we have August 6th, Mythic Arena will be added to the ranked playlist for the month. Solo and Duo Q Team Arena rotates in for Solo Q Team Arena. So I guess Solo and Duo? Oh, okay. Griffball makes a return for Roman King next weekend.
I'm so excited for Griffball, my hammers!
Is that your favorite sport, Craig? Griffball?
Yes, especially if the grunt is the ball.
I swear to God.
You don't have a god.
I thought he would say more like, I am your god.
That should, see, they need to just let me be a voice for an alien. I would be satisfied with right? all things in life if I just get to be an alien in a video game again.
We need to have you be Craig in Infinite.
Can you imagine if I would have been your daddy's skull and I'll just be Craig in Infinite? That would be so hilarious.
Yes. Yes. 343, if you're watching, please make that happen. Please.
I would love to just do random things.
Have you ever wondered if flowers smell different in space? If I throw a flower and a grunt in the air, I wonder, will they make a flowered grunt? Will he be a hippie?
Will the flower explode like the grunt does?
Grenades for days!
You know.
Oh, good stuff.
That would be just, or just a grunt and Craig just arguing back and forth as they just kind of hang out, like the big dog and the little dog. Remember? From Looney Tunes?
Mm-hmm.
Just back and forth?
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh my god! It would be great.
DJ's webcam is freaking out.
I think I scared it. Thank you, Skype. You're awkward.
Yes. You want to just turn it off and turn it on real quick?
How do you do that?
That should probably fix it. Just click the video, turn off video, and then turn it back on, and that should fix it.
Hello, big
yep,
S.
That fixed it.
There we go.
Okay. And then August 13th, we have Action Sack rotating in for Griffball, and Warzone Assault goes live for the weekend. August 20th, Halo 2 BR Slayer rotates in for Action Sack, and then August 27th, Castle Wars rotates in for Halo 2 BR Slayer, and Warzone Turbo goes live.
It's splatter time!
Splatter time! Nice. We also have some new Halo gear, if you haven't checked it out. We have a couple of very prominent Halo people. Lady Echidna, Snakebite, and Vito showing off some of the latest Halo merch.
Provided you are a 3XL or smaller.
Yes, that is true.
I am not a 3XL.
I am not a hoodie person, but that hoodie looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard a lot of people say it feels great, too.
I would buy it if I could get it without the hood.
I noticed the past hoodies that 343 did, you could actually take the hoodie off. It was zipped on. I don't think with this one you probably could. DJ would know more. It's meta stuff.
Yeah, I don't.
Meta thread stuff.
I can check and see what they say.
Halo Gear and Razer announced that there's an upcoming partnership for Halo Infinite. Never been much of a Razer person.
I don't know what it is, but...
Yep.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not a headset.
I have my Razer.
Very nice.
I use a Razer on my head every day! Every other day. Technically. What the heck kind of a Razer is that?
It's a little gamepad.
Oh. I was like, wow, it shaves your face with that? That's amazing.
Yeah, that's my electric. That's my Norelco.
Oh, jeez.
It's a wide mouth electric. Good Lord.
The Art of Halo Infinite book is now available for pre-order, and they unveiled the cover for it.
Which looks sick.
Yep. Sparth with his amazing talent again is just awesome. They showed off, or they announced the pre-orders for the Halo Nerf MA40, and it was gone just as quickly as they announced it.
Yep.
This surprises you?
Well, I don't think Halo merchandise has run out of stock this quickly. Granted, we haven't been in the middle of a pandemic when they've released stuff too, so...
Also true.
Yeah. Mega Constructs has also released a couple of pictures of some other sets that are coming, including an energy sword that you can actually hold.
Please don't fight with it, people.
No.
Be smart.
No. And there's a Master Chief helmet, very, very similar to the Halo 3 Legendary helmet.
Yes.
Yes.
I must say.
Except it says Halo Infinite.
Yes.
I need to get that out of my closet and put it on my shelf back there.
Mine is over... I don't know where mine is, actually.
It's actually, I need to kind of rearrange my shelf because
I need to rearrange a lot of stuff to it. Unishek is also giving away one of the Comic-Con exclusive Halo sets. All you have to do is reply to his tweet, letting him know which Master Chief armor variant is your favorite. I guess we're just basically doing this update now. we've got a couple of... Huh?
Never mind.
Then we've got another art piece. This is from ODST. I don't think I've actually seen this art piece before. ODST Fighting is coming very, very, very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready for it, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
It's happening. There's a couple other community things I wanted to shout out. Shout out to Halo for actually tweeting it out on our birthday, which was 2 days ago.
Right.
Tackler turned 15. And to my total shock and awe, Halo decided to tweet about it. And we got a whole influx of followers, and I had to close TweetDeck and silence my phone because it's getting so many notifications. So much love from the Halo team, and shout out to Halopedia as well. They also give us birthday wishes.
Thank you to one and all.
Yeah. So, yep. 2 days ago, as of this recording, July 28th, Hotackler turns 15 years old.
Aw, it's cool.
Yep. And I've been around for almost 12 of them. So, yep. Definitely a long and crazy one. That's for sure. Alex, our creations on Twitter, he managed to actually forge the Halo Infinite campaign demo environment within 48 hours in Halo 5.
That does not surprise me.
This...
It actually amazes me, but...
It's freaking incredible. I just put the link in the Twitch chat. It is... Like, of course, it's not a one-for-one, but... Jeez. He did a freaking good job with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is impressive.
Yeah.
It's extraordinarily impressive. Like, there are things that I will never be able to grasp or be able to see with such intensity and with such clarity as Forgers do. And these cartographers are absolutely astounding in what they can pull off in games. And it will always, in my opinion, be an art form that is unsung and not quite ever celebrated as much as it should be. I wish there was a better way that we could reward people for some of the incredible creations they've designed.
Yeah. So something that has been being brought up in the Twitch chat, and I've gotten a couple of DMs about it now.
Mm-hmm.
There is a retailer out there that I've never heard of. It's called Smith Toys. That's saying that Halo is free to play, or maybe a part of it is.
Never heard of Smith Toys. Why are we quoting them?
Yeah.
That's my first question of the community. Why are you quoting weird things that we've
for everyone who's going out and saying it's going to be free to play? It's going to be free to play. Or multiplayer is going to be free to play, whatever.
Again, why are we quoting?
Until it comes from Xbox or Microsoft. Like, yeah.
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 Like, who?
Again, fake news is wonderful. It's very entertaining. It's like saying, hey, guess what? Sharknado, it's about to happen. Really? Really? Sharknado. Officially heard it here. Sharknado is happening as a BR installation inside of Halo.
No, no. You're a random toy company nobody's ever heard of. Why do you have insider tracks that we've never even... Come on.
Yeah.
People think. Think before you post. Good Lord. Although I would like to say, if we could manage for a forger to come up with Sharknado inside, like, imagine a tornado of Timmy the Whale in an attack formation.
Oh my gosh. That'd
inside of Halo. That would be incredible. And then, sure.
New customs for GT.
There we go. I want that. I want Godzilla T's Sharknado Halo 5 Night. I will full on power on my box. Let's go.
What's really sad is because I can already tell you we've got forgers who are probably going to take on this, and we're going to be stuck Friday night playing Sharknado in Halo 5.
And it's all your fault.
It is. Just Timmy the Whale. Raya!
If it hasn't been done already, that is.
Right?
I'd be surprised if it hadn't been done already. And then another one I wanted to shout out was, this was actually in response to Halo tweeting about our birthday. This is a reply from Velociraptor Panda.
Velociraptor Panda
instead of Velociraptor.
Yep.
And this is just going on with the Craig meme. It's Craig with headphones and a microphone, t-shirt, and the banish symbol in the background with the caption, "The demon tried to kill me. It's on video. Pulled it up, Jamie." And he's in the studio. And I thought it was appropriate because we're a podcast and he basically is Craig behind the booth. So I thought it was cute.
Craig is always behind the booth. There's Cheetos back here. There's also uneaten other things back here. But there's no body parts. Sad panda.
Sad Velociraptor.
I like Velociraptor. The poison is kind of spicy.
And then we have Ace returning with his mayhem. So he tweets out from the Podtackler account, faint chanting can be heard. Chaos, 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 chaos. I have returned from my affliction. And I have an important question for you beauties out there. With a screenshot of the flying grunt. Who is this mad lad? What is his name? Wrong or right? Answers only. So for those who are interested in what the tweet is, I've linked it in the Twitch chat. We've got a couple of responses. From Frizzled, it's the kid from Up. I don't know his name. That's a good one. Joe Mitchell on Twitter, he says, looks like a Carl to me. Always first to throw down in a bar fight, and you never really know if he's joking about that time in Vegas.
Oh my god.
Hollowtide, Terry, interesting name for a grunt. G. Lewis, Gimli.
Dwarf Dawson, let's go!
That works, that works, that works. Carlos Rodriguez, or at ResolvedMC7 on Twitter. First order jump troopers.
They fly now.
They fly now.
And then DJ, you want to share what you said?
Right. I just said, dear Craig the Brute, who's your friend? I think his name is Garen.
Or perhaps Flynn.
Or Flynn.
Because
that's
he's flying.
Right. I like Flynn because he's flying.
Flying Flynn.
We don't fly naturally. We're kind of like chickens. We may have wings. We just are flightless birds. Food nibble.
So you get your brute friends to help you fly.
We don't help. We make them fly. It's real easy. You just pick them up by the butts. They're very tiny. And you just throw them over your head.
You tossed me without my permission. Have some respect.
I didn't realize I had to ask.
You always should ask.
What's consent?
I don't know. I can't even spell it.
So, Craig, do you prefer underhand or overhand?
Depends on how far I have to get them. If I have to get them higher, underhand. If I have to get them farther, it's overhand. Now, it's also dependent upon whether or not they've lit off the grenades first.
You picked me up after I lit the grenades! It's not even fair you didn't even ask me!
Well, I didn't realize I needed to. You're kind of expendable.
So's your pants! I got nothing.
I win.
So's your hair?
I think he said pants.
No, I was saying hair, though.
I don't have any hair! Thanks for pointing it out, I'm sad now.
We're talking about DJ or Craig here?
You're like, I'm also very good at the underhand technique. Hey, softball!
Hey-o! All right, anyone in the chat want to throw in their possible names for the flying grunt? And I think this was the grunt that was not thrown by the brute, so...
I mean, let's be honest, that grunt's dead already, so...
Yeah. Good luck surviving that landing.
Right.
Ooglop says,
I just love the new twist
grunt
on the suicide
Kyle.
Grunt.
Yep. Yep. Oogie says the flying grunt's name is Kyle.
Kyle.
Kyle. Ace is saying definitely a bap-bap if I've seen one. Good Halo reference there. What, DJ? What?
What? Well, I was thinking, like, if you named your grunt Susie and threw it at the Banshees, then you'd have Susie and the Banshees.
And of course, anybody who wasn't in the 80s has no idea who the hell I'm talking about. All right, there we go.
No. Yeah. I can Let's see name the glazed the look Susie. On his face. Just,
let's not rename the grunt Susie. I feel like that's thoroughly inappropriate and completely uncalled for.
What's a banshee?
There we go. Susie and the Banshees. Thank you, Pence.
Grunt Tilda. Oh my gosh.
Susie and the Banshees was a band back in the 80s. Susie, get it? If you name the grunt Susie and throw it in the air at the Banshees, then you've got Susie and the Banshees.
I got the connection, just not the reference.
I was explaining it to Frizzled, who was clearly confused.
Yes. No, I appreciate you explaining that, because, G2 is right. It went right over my head.
Well, that's where grunts are supposed to be thrown, is right over your head. That's why they're
Actually, I think that one just kind of smacked him in the face and went around the side.
Smacking in the face is a good reason to throw a grunt.
I'm gonna call him Chuck.
Hey!
I like chucking them.
So my vote's Chuck.
You know that Chuck rhymes with Dang it.
Yes, yep, I did. Thank you. GT, do you have a name for the grunt? Oh, Chuck. Oh my god. No, man. But I guess it's kind of appropriate.
Oh, God, that's perfect.
It does fit.
That's perfect. I'm Chuck.
Call the grunt dog. What's up, dog? This is where it starts to get good. This is the happy hour.
This is perfect. Oh, my God.
No, I don't have one at this time.
Okay. Anyone else in the chat want to throw one out?
Oh, my God. This is perfect.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, we have been going on for quite a while. I did want to get onto some speculation a little bit, but do you guys want to maybe bring up something you would want to speculate on as far as it could be something that we'll see just Easter egg-wise in the game or exploring-wise or maybe something with Escherim and the Chief or the pilot? And we'll probably talk about this more next week and probably every week until Infinite comes out, but anything that you would like to see or think we might see based off what we've seen. That's a lot of seeing, but yeah.
Honestly, I'd like to see a little bit more of the relationship between the pilot and Chief. Nothing story-breaking, but the interactions they had in the trailer just absolutely floored me.
Given the fact that it is there was such an emotional 2 years, like, last year's E3, there was such an emotional event that happened on that ship, and he was clearly there. This is going to be, as usual, a very emotionally driven storyline. And that's part of what is so enticing to people, because it forges that bond between you and your immersive opportunity to explore all of the different caveats of these characters. And I think we're definitely going to be seeing that based on that. One thing I would like to see that I think would be interesting, because of course, anybody who's played it, played Halo 3, you know, in the release, we go down to the end of the hallway, you get to hear the conversation with, you know, Red versus Blue characters. Mm-hmm. Given that Red versus Blue season is about to come back, I want I really want to see some RVB OG voices hidden in different areas of the game. I want to see aspects of nostalgia that go all the way back to absolutely hilarious, astounding, or pinnacle moments in Halo's history, all the way back into CE, hidden all throughout the game, but you can't just walk into it. You need to hunt for it, and it needs to be part of an adventure so that you're not just driven by this mainstream campaign. There is an opportunity to go and explore, allow these environmental artists to really create amazing visuals that we get to sit back and look and enjoy and experience, to be able to go and find forests like what that were shown in the Slipspace trailer, to find these different herds of animals in either... There's so many different opportunities, and I want to be able to jump around that entire ring or to other rings. Maybe get a chance to visit St. Helios. Maybe get a chance to visit, various different locations that have been mentioned in the books, including the Dyson Sphere. And I want those to be released over time, so there's more reason to continue coming back to the game.
Oh, you mean Onyx?
Onyx, yeah.
Yeah, but I was like, there's multiple Dyson Spheres out there.
Yes.
Right.
That's why I was like, which Dyson
Sphere? Yeah, I am looking forward to finding
one connected secrets. To my vacuum.
To mine, too. the way they handle the Easter eggs, I hope that they continue in the current tradition. The one thing that 343 has not done, and that I wish they would do, but I understand why they have not, is the varying dialogue with the different level difficulties, like in the traditional Bungie games, where the harder the level was, you got different dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I always enjoyed that particular part of the game because it was another incentive to play it on that next difficulty.
Yeah.
I would hope that they would bring something like that back in.
On that note, I want to see something like that was done in Dead Space 3. In Dead Space 3, if you played co-op in Dead Space 3, you got a completely different aspect to the storyline that made the game completely different than it would be if you played it solo. And places you just can't access unless you have two players, which is very unique. I think that since we've got couch co-op, since we've got four-player co-op, it would be interesting if they engaged other areas of gameplay and other storylines that aren't necessarily accessible to the solo player in order to encourage community play, in order to encourage community interactivity and consistency with garnering and cultivating that community aspect that has been such a fuel for the success of the Halo franchise for the last 19 years.
Yeah, it's been a lot of stuff that's been built up to this point. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think for me, definitely seeing how the story from Halo Wars 2 gets interwoven with Halo Infinite's storyline. Because it's obviously with Halo Wars kind of being a split story, a parallel story to the Halo universe so far, it's always been kind of like separate. So I'm really excited at the prospects of those storylines merging and then seeing what comes of that. And other things too that we've seen, like other pieces within the Halo narrative, see how that gets wrapped in, because it seems like 343 is really keen on making all the lore nerds happy, all the ones that from like all facets of Halo geekdom.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really curious to see what's going to happen with that. All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for the show. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to us via the live stream. You can find us on Twitch every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time for the podcast. We also have our Fragging Fridays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday. That is hosted by GT. If you want to participate in the game night, then just hop on into the stream, send a message to GT on whichever game that we're playing. And we have a poll for that going up on Discord if you want to vote for what game we'll be playing, either Halo 5 or MCC on Xbox. You can also find us.
Also, keep an eye on that game night chat for PC game nights as well, because that will be the first place that I post them. And then I will also get them out on Twitter. But
you said post them.
Nah.
Post them.
You're funny. you can find us on social media. We are on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Pretty much just search for PodTac, you'll find us. You can also check us out on our Spartan Company, where we're currently still working through the commendations, like we mentioned at the beginning of the show. You can check us out on our Xbox Club. Any and all stuff that gets posted there, we'll share in our Tales from the Foxhole stuff, which will return next week. And then you can also find us on Discord. That is where the majority of the community interacts and talks with one another. So if you want to join the community, Discord is the place to be. You can find our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google, TuneIn, Stitcher, and any other major podcast subscription services. If there's a place that we are not, please reach out to us and let us know. You can just search us, or you can find us by searching for PodTacular in your favorite podcast app. Thank you to all of our patrons who help support us through Patreon. You can head on over to podtacular.com/Patreon and provide support that way. And no pins. We do not have MySpace. We will never have MySpace. And no, we do not have Mixer either, Ugloff, because Mixer is no more.
But they have a nice thank you note there if you want to go by and see it.
Yes. We have several patrons to shout out. We have Confal, one of the OG, actually maybe the very first patron that we had. We have Liberkus, and we also have Frizzled over there as well. You can also support us by purchasing through Amazon. We have a little Amazon affiliate link. So if you go to podtacular.com/Amazon before you check out, then that will give us a little bit of a commission off of your purchases. And then you can donate to us directly over on PayPal. If you go to podtacular.com/donate, you can set up just a one-time payment, or maybe I need to, again, check on this, maybe a recurring payment. But that's another way to support the show if you would rather do it directly monetarily. And we're also partnered on Twitch, so if you want to become a subscriber on Twitch, that would also be very appreciated. A final calculation on the contributions from the community for our ACLU donation. Can I get a little drum roll? Virtual drum roll, I guess, for the podcast. We met the goal. So out of all of the Twitch subscriptions, all of the patrons, and Amazon affiliate stuff, we got $123 over the last month and a half-ish, which met the $117 matching goal for me, so we will be putting forth $240 to ACLU. So thanks to everyone who contributed and was a part of that, and for the continuing support that you give us here at PodTacular. That is going to be it for the show. Any final thoughts, gentlemen, before we wrap it up for the night? I see DJ may have wanted to say something earlier.
I just want to say thank you for letting me come by. It's my first podcast, and I still don't have a beard.
Well, thank you for coming, Craig, and thank you for making PodTacular your podcast of choice.
Always. Super excited to be here, and also, you give me three grunts to throw.
You keep throwing, we'll keep providing them.
Bye, Chuck.
Yes! Yes, mine wins. All right. Thanks to everyone for the live stream and for the podcast. For those listening, we will catch you all next week. Same time, same place. Until then, keep on fracking them trucks.